Good morning. This is Stephen Kurt, and this is City Daily. This morning, I would like us to consider a passage here in Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 55. The word of the Lord says, as the time approached for Jesus to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. As I've been thinking about our journey during this Lent season, and particularly the crowds and Jesus's mission towards the cross, this passage of scripture really struck me as very interesting. Because we know that Jesus is in the center of God's will, the center of the Father's will, and his mission on earth from day one has been to head towards the cross, to give his life away, to make sacrifice for sin so that you and I can have the opportunity to have a personal relationship with our Father. And it's interesting that as he's embodying this mission, this direction towards the cross, things just keep getting harder for him. And we see here in this passage particularly that he has to resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And it's not just that he knows that opposition is waiting on the part of the Jews, but here we find that he encounters opposition on the part of the Samaritans as well, which, if you know anything about the relationships between the Samaritan and the Jews in first century Israel, this does make sense. But you would hope that someone in the passage would call out and say, Lord, we know why you have to go. I mean, after all, he's been saying over and over through the Gospels that this is his mission. This is why he's come to give his life away, that he's going to ransom humanity. And yet no one, including the disciples, understand this mission. And here we look at it, and it's so interesting that the Samaritans aren't on board. He knows when he gets to Jerusalem, he's going to encounter opposition. And this kind of really resonated with me, because in my life, so often, as I pursue the will of the Lord, and that for me has looked like missions. It's a missionary journey to Burundi, Kenya, Congo, lived in Tanzania, Madagascar. So often, I had hoped that in saying yes to Jesus, that everything would become easier, that everything would become simpler, that everything would, you know, just kind of fall into place. There'd be no opposition. Everybody would be happy. People would celebrate. And I'm not saying that there aren't people who, you know, who celebrate and that the Lord hasn't gone before me and he's done some amazing things. But so often when we say yes to Jesus, in so doing, we're saying no to so many other voices. We're saying no to so many other opinions. We're saying no to so many other people's ideas. We're saying no to the culture of the generation that we live in, of the world that we live in, that says pursue your own ideas, pursue your own dreams, pursue your own ambitions. And I think that the Lent series, the Lent message, is simply that in saying yes, when we say yes to Jesus and his purpose and his will and to take up the cross and to be a disciple and to follow him, that we're really saying yes to a life that may actually become more difficult. It may actually become more painful. But in so doing, what I've discovered is that this actually is the way of the cross, and it actually makes Jesus more tangible, more real. And so I'd like us to maybe pause for a moment and just think about this idea of, are there moments in your life when you've said yes to Jesus and there's been more difficulty that has ensued as a result of that? And then I think that the follow-up question to this is, in so doing, have you made a resolute decision like Jesus did here, to continue to pursue the will of God, even though it may be costly? And I think that this whole journey of Lent is really learning how to align ourselves more with the will of Christ as King over our lives, so that we can accomplish everything that the Father has prepared for us. And I think that it's also important, before we close out this podcast this morning, is just to be reminded that in pursuing Jesus, so often when these kind of difficulties come, we can have one of two reactions. We can run towards the Father, we can run towards Christ, we can experience His love, we can experience His nearness, His kindness, because He understands the pain and the suffering that can ensue as a result of following Jesus. Or the second option here is what the disciples do. They lash out in anger. They lash out in retaliation. Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? And it's kind of a lot. It's kind of stark and sudden that they would have that reaction. But I think many times we have a similar kind of reaction when things don't go our way in following the Lord. We want to manipulate. We want to strive or force somebody's hand, or we seek out somebody's approval or affirmation that isn't willing to give it, and we take situations into our own hand. And what I've found in my life is that that never really works out too well. It usually backfires. And so I love how this passage just to me speaks once again of the importance of trusting the Lord through the process, recognizing that though it may be painful at times, or maybe even painful regularly, that we resolutely set out for our Jerusalem, for what Jesus has called us to. And we trust that in so doing, other people's hearts will be turned towards the will of the Lord for their life, that our life will be inspirational, that our life will challenge other people to say yes to Jesus. And we recognize that the Lord still meets us, that He still encounters us, that He still has purpose, even in the challenge of following Him. So my prayer for us today is that the Lord would encourage you during this season of Lent, as you're letting go of certain things so that you can say yes to Him, that ultimately your heart would be drawn towards His will, your heart would be drawn towards His purpose, your heart would be renewed once again to say yes to Christ. And though there may be pain, though there may be challenge, though there may be opposition, that Jesus would strengthen you, that the Spirit would empower you with fresh resolve to continue towards everything that Christ has called you to, and that in so doing, the Father would get great glory, other people's lives would be challenged, and that ultimately, Jesus would look at each of our lives and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."